Just starting off, how long have you served on the Keokuk School Board?
30 years.
After that long of a career, what prompted you to decide to seek 4 more years on the board?
We have so many exciting things going on right now. I just, you know, I thought about giving it up, and then I thought, oh, I'll try 4 more years.
What are some of those things that you're really excited about that the district is doing right now?
Well, I'm really excited about our graduation rate. Our graduation rate was 81%, and it's went to 92.8. And, you know, in 3 years, it's just, you know, really exciting. And then our dropout rate went from 3.9 to 1.4 in the last 3 years. So that's really, really exciting. And we have new administrators in most buildings. We have young people that really relate well with students, and they just have just are making such a difference. In this last week, I have had so many positives from, you know, all the schools. It's just is really exciting.
What do you see as the Keokuk School District's biggest strength?
Well, I think one of our biggest strengths, like I said, our graduation rate. And then I think that our new administrators, and we've hired various other employees, and they just are student-minded, and it's just been wonderful.
What's the biggest challenge facing the school district?
Well, our biggest challenge is open enrollment. Our superintendent has been very good, tried to help that. He sent letters to all the different people that were open enrolled and asked for feedback, and he tried to hold a meeting, and hardly anybody showed up. And so I think what it's going to come to is just that we need to be positive. We need to be positive about our schools, and it will carry, you know, in other areas.
How does the board help with that process? How does the school board help in being more positive and being more outgoing?
Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, that we have to be positive, and we do have well, we need to improve our board. We need to have more positive thoughts coming from that.
How difficult has it been? There's been an obvious split on the board for a couple of years now. How difficult has it been being on the board and seeing that happening?
Well, it's been, you know, for me, it's really been disheartening because I've been on the board for 30 years, and really the last 2 years are the most negative years that I've been on. And myself, I don't always get my way, but I take it in my stride and go on. Some people don't seem to want to do that, and so it just makes it difficult for everybody then.
After this election, how do we get past that? How do we get a board that is functioning together and working together?
Well, the right people need to get elected.
When it comes to what one of the biggest issues always facing the district is the budget. So much of the budget is personnel, salaries, benefits, and such. Outside of that areas, where do your priorities lie? Where are the areas that when the budget is put together, these are the spots that you say have to be funded as much as possible?
Well, what's ever best for the students? I mean, just, you know, areas that have the students in mind, we need to work towards, you know, more. I mean, I would be grateful if we could get 100% on our graduation rate. We need to do that. We need to put some priorities in the part where children that don't want to go to college, we need to be able to put you know, priorities in there so they can, you know, get the right courses and everything that they need. So they have a way to go too.
And one of the ways that you can add to the classes and such is the dual enrollment with SCC. Do you think the district is doing enough? Would you like to see more of those opportunities?
Well, I think that we have a lot of the dual enrollments, but as far as the industrial tech and stuff, I think we'll be working well more with SCC and get that in line.
One of the things Keokuk has done lately, it has a sharing agreement where it's sharing staff members with Harmony. Is that a concept that you support, and would you like to see more of that if you do support it?
Well, I mean, I do in certain aspects, but I've not always supported it. I mean, at one point they wanted to share our business manager. Absolutely not. But with some of the other things, like we would not be able to provide elementary counselor if we didn't share, you know, and we wouldn't be able to have, you know, some of this advanced math that we're going to be able to have. And also, you know, when you just need a short, you know, part-time PE teacher, I mean, you know, it works really well, and hopefully it works well, you know, with the other district also. But, I mean, that is a one-by-one basis as far as I'm concerned.
There's been a lot of talk of superintendent goals, board goals, and the board has talked about possibly after the election looking at creating some district goals. Is that something that you would support, creating kind of a board-based district goals?
Sure, I would support that. I think that's very important. You know, you need something to follow.
As you've been out talking to people and campaigning and such, what are you hearing? What are people telling you, saying, Sandy, if you are reelected, you need to do this? What are you hearing out and about?
Well, really right now, I am just hearing such good things. I mean, good things from the high school, middle school, elementary schools and stuff. It's really exciting not to hear a lot of negative. It's very exciting to hear this positive. And we have young administrators, I mean, you know, and they all get along and it just is working great.
Any topics of interest to you that I haven't thought to ask about? Anything that really is something that you would want to discuss about the district that I haven't thought to ask about?
One thing that we haven't talked about is our communication with the public and with the community. And we have various things that we have that I don't even think people realize, because we have a radio broadcast the first Tuesday of each month. Our superintendents, or not superintendents, our administrators are sending letters to the Gate City at least once a month. And the superintendent will write, you know, some of those articles also. Our administrators do newsletters. We have K Pride on Facebook. We've had open houses. We have block parties. You know, and all of those things, you know, help us get more familiar with the public.